says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yes, country boys can survive. Country folks, country gals. And thank you all for being here on this momentous day. Oh my gosh, January 20th, 2017. Oh, has there been a better day in our lives?
Not for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe the birth of your first child, folks, or your wedding day. But just, boy, you know, if I had to just make a list of the six best days in my whole life, this is one of them. And it went so beautifully. The things that could have gone wrong did not happen at all. I can't even think of a – maybe I missed something, Paul or George, but I didn't see a single bump in the road. And, oh, gosh. What I'd like to do with you tonight, folks, I'd like to really include you in the show if we can, you know, if with the engineering mastery of RBN here on the Trump phenomenon, if we can swing it. And that is, call in and let us know, just very briefly, because it's such a short show, but just let us know something that you saw today that really grabbed you. You know, either had tears in your eyes. I mean, I'm getting teary. I'm just thinking about today. Something that grabbed you emotionally. Something that Donald Trump said. Something that you saw from your own people. Like that parade. My God, what a... Did you see the entire corps of VMI marching in that parade? 1,500 shoulder to shoulder. What a sharp-looking Virginia Military Institute.
Yeah. Saw that, James. To wind up that magnificent parade with, you know, one after another, fabulous patriots, lots of Boy Scouts, lots of drum and bugle corps. Oh. But VMI stole the show with, you know, they don't divide up into companies and whatnot. It was just one giant brigade, and they looked really good.
Oh, boy, did they look good. And everybody looked good. And folks, you could tell, I'm going to choke up during the show. I'm sorry.
That's the real America, James. That's the real America.
It is the real America. See, America, all of us should have been living in. For all of my 68 years, and Paul, you know, America's part of Paul's life too, you know, as our Canadian brother, you know, our fate is intertwined. As America goes or as Canada goes, so go we both.
Yeah.
We'll either survive gloriously or go down the toilet together. And my gosh, you could tell in you could see it in the eyes of all the people in that parade, all the police and the military, in the eyes and the faces of the cops who were guarding us from these ARA, these jerks, these traitors. You could see the pride in our country. You could see the swelling hearts in that parade. You could see it in Donald Trump. You could hear it in Jackie Evancho's voice. She sang the national anthem, and it wasn't her best job. The audio wasn't that perfect, and we'll play a little bit of the end of the national anthem. But she was choking up. It was just wonderful. And so much, I've never seen so many things happen in one day. The glorious sight of that big 747 pulling off the runway with the Kenyan and his wife sailing off into oblivion. Oh, it was so wonderful.
After all, his name is Barack Oblivion.
Oh,
see you, buddy.
Yeah. And there's so many beautiful moments. So I want to open up the phones. It's 800-313-9443. And if you could just give the short little something that grabbed you, just think of the things you saw today and some little thing that you saw. None of us could have seen it all. You had to watch on like three or four different computers all at the same time all day.
James, George will open the many, many things today, and then I'll turn it over. You already have callers. My favorite one was from Donald Trump's speech, and I think Sunday we will read the whole thing from soup to nuts. He actually said the statement, protection will lead to great prosperity and strength. I think that's the single most politically incorrect thing I've ever heard a politician say, because we've been told for 40 years, protection is evil and will give us misery and disaster.
Right.
Yeah.
So I know what you mean, Don. Yes, protection. You're the first guy, since Andrew Jackson said, maybe it's a good idea to protect our own industry against overseas slave labor.
Right. And on the theme that George just voiced, the Donald Trump we heard today wasn't just exactly the same Donald Trump we heard since it was June 16th that he came down the escalator at Trump Tower in New York City with Melania. And, oh, and did Melania look beautiful with those powder blue gloves and the and beautiful, elegant dress. It wasn't just the same Donald Trump. It was the same Donald Trump amplified, bigger, stronger, not weakened, not watered down.
Refreshingly hostile to the evil ones in our country.
I love that. Yeah, refresh. Yeah.
Just before we go to the to callers, when I had to go out on a whole lot of errands this afternoon, when I was leaving around 3 o'clock Eastern time, there had been over 95 thugs, goons, ARA, social justice warriors, and assorted anarchists arrested. Does anybody have a more recent count?
That's the last number I heard. And
the final tally was 95 because zero showed up after what you saw.
Oh, wow. I guess they pretty much whooped their asses.
Yes, they whooped their asses. They sure did. And the good report there, folks, it was all good. Even the rioters and the disruptors, folks, they helped our country today because they did exactly what they did at the Donald Trump rally in Costa Mesa, California, and in other places where they rioted and they injured people, and they showed America what the emergency is. They demonstrated it right in the street. And so we had this folks, this was a God, what would you call it? It was a living panorama in the streets of our beautiful capital, Washington, D.C. We had the enemy acting out right there on the streets harmlessly. Thank goodness for us, because Donald Trump got out of his bulletproof army tank Cadillac several times. My heart was in my throat. And Melania got out with him, and they walked. When they came up in front of the Trump Hotel and the FBI building, which is right across the street, they walked down the street for about a block or half a block. Oh, my gosh, and you could see all the Secret Service and personnel in the street. There were hundreds of them. And then they drove up to the White House and Lafayette Square, and they got out of the car again. And, my gosh. But the wonderful thing is that these rioters, they didn't disrupt a thing. They did not disrupt a single thing. They just looked like the complete enemies and traitors that they are. And they demonstrated to the American people, thank God you elected Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And we also want, we could see. Oh, the other thing was great. There weren't very many of them, folks. These crowds, the media described them as large crowds and so on. But then if you watched, you read a little further into the story, it was maximum 200 people.
Yeah, that's small potatoes.
That's nothing. I mean,
if the intelligence work done by the gentleman whose material we were using the last few nights may have helped blunted a lot of this.
Yes, James O'Keefe spoke last night at the Deplora Ball, and oh, that Deplora Ball was so good. And you know, the rioters were out in the street again, being handled perfectly by the police. But James O'Keefe spoke, and yes, the crowd roars to its feet in a roar of cheers for James O'Keefe, because he probably did, Paul, we'll never know for sure, but he, well, maybe we will know for sure once we hear the full story, but he, with his Project Veritas, probably just gutted whatever these morons had in mind for this wonderful inauguration. It was so important also, folks, that it go through completely, that the VMI get to march down that Pennsylvania Avenue, 1,500 strong, folks. You've never seen anything like that. Shoulder to shoulder with shoulder arms, just perfect formation. It was very important that they got to do that without being disrupted, because the left would have regarded that as a big victory. If the parade had to be stopped, if the president had to be covered up by a bunch of Secret Service men, the left would be gloating and crowing over that. They didn't get any. They didn't come anywhere near achieving any of that. Let's go to. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. It sounds from what I heard on CNN that the protests and the level of violence was amateurish. It didn't reflect the careful planning that that Mr. O'Keefe revealed. And probably yes. Probably stop. These are street level anarchists. They can smash a few cars. They can try to burn the odd. I don't know how you burn a garbage can, but and throw some rocks and bricks at the police. And that's that's good, of course. But it's not. It was not the carefully organized mayhem that I guess was successfully thwarted.
Yes, exactly, folks. They were talking about locking up the subways. They were talking about butyric acid in the HVAC vents. So none of that happened. So, you know, the full story will come out later at some point. What our law enforcement did, we will find out. Let's go to our first caller here, Robert. Robert Revolt, RBN host of Incendiary Radio on this wonderful day. His program is on Sunday from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Robert, thank you for joining us.
Hey, and I just scribbled down some notes while you guys were talking. The America First thing, which really mimics Charles Lindbergh. I mean, for him to say that in front of the entire power structure, took a big set of stones, and then right there with America First, he basically threw every one of those presidents that was sitting next to him while he's talking under the bus for our disgusting, wicked foreign policy over the last few decades of overthrowing countries and the rest of all this garbage, while wasting and squandering all of our national treasure. Right while they were sitting there, that took a big set of stones for him to basically take Obama, Bush Jr., and the rest of them to task for wasting and getting us into debt, taking us on to all these goofy excursions into the Middle East and everywhere else, trying to overthrow everybody else while we whine about this fake story about the Russians trying to overthrow our system, which is just so bogus. But let's talk about this.
Robert, I pardon me for interrupting you, but I want to just put an underscore under what you just said. That was wonderful, folks, that, these people who said they weren't going to be there, you know, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Junior Bush, they were there, and it was very wonderful, Robert, that they were there to get publicly spanked, to get publicly whooped by Donald Trump, and they have to sit there and take it. That was beautiful. Go ahead, Robert.
To watch Obama's face while Donald Trump was just crushing his entire last 8 years was pretty priceless. Now let's talk about this. There's already talk of defunding of Planned Parenthood coming on an executive order very quickly here, which should be great. But check about the scrubbing on the White House website of both the climate change mumbo-jumbo and the LGBTQ garbage. It's off the White House website. So immediately upon Trump taking office, this stuff got scrubbed off of whitehouse.gov. And so that's a really good indicator that we're going to see some hardcore action. But here's the most important thing. It's called the ripple effect. Now, there's a lot of people in my sector and other sectors that deal with me and my show and everything else. They're very leery of Trump. But whether Trump is like 100% real, 85% real, or whatever, it really doesn't matter because, see, most of the public is really not even that aware. And the ripple effect of what he's doing, especially throughout Europe and places like South Africa, which I know you guys have really got in your heart, this is going to embolden our European brothers and sisters to really just say, you know what, let's throw caution to the wind.
Yes.
And you know what, we're going to start outright battle for the future of all of our ancestral homelands. And that's what the big thing is. See, a lot of naysayers, all Trump, he's got Jared Kushner.
Let me just underscore what you just said. You're making so many good points. I don't, Donald Trump, you know, if you were to write a novel, Robert or Paul or George, write a novel, just a fantasy book, like, you know, if all my dreams came true, you know, just try something to cheer yourself up, make other people feel good. Like if I could have one wish of anything I wanted in the universe. Well, folks, you just got it today. Donald Trump is the most powerful man in the universe. And so now we just, I like what you call it, the ripple effect, Robert. We now, our job, folks, here in the Patriot Radio here at RBN, is to fill in. We got this dream novel that Paul Fromm wrote, in which his greatest fondest dream came true. A great patriot became the most powerful man in the world. Now the rest is for you to fill in. And you know, the world is your oyster. Everything needs fixing. All of these things that have taken these decades and decades to destroy and mangle, they all need fixing. And somebody in the proceedings today, the speeches were so good and so on. So I can't remember who it was, but one of them said just that, pointed out at the audience and said, you know, it's you that are going to do all this.
One more thing. And whether you're a Christian or not, it really doesn't matter because Western civilization, we know it's all built on the golden rule and so many other things as far as Christianity goes. The unabashed, just unapologetic people just naming the name of Christ right there up on the podium. I thought that was awesome. Whether you're a Christian or not, it doesn't matter. It's like Dr. Duke says, it's cultural Christianity. It's about Western civilization and people just having the cojones just to name the name right up there when there's rabbis and all the anti-Christian weirdos left. I thought it was good, too.
And something we won't cover adequately tonight because I didn't fully get to watch it, but there was a church service this morning at the Episcopal Church, a tradition, and Jerry Falwell Jr. was there. And the Pastor Jeffries was there, and wonderful, wonderful. Well, let me say this. There was so much that happened today, it will take us weeks of this show. We will be still discovering gems that happened today that we will cover. Robert, thank you so much for your show and for the work that you do. Thank you for calling in tonight. The music takes over. All right, thanks. And we'll come to William in Montana right after this break.
Just We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. And we're going to go to William in Montana in just a moment and John in Indiana right after you, William. But I just wanted to mention America First was mentioned just in the segment just before. And that, of course, is a phrase that Charles A. Lindbergh used as the great speaker, the prime mover of the America First Committee in 1940 and 1941, one of the most magnificent works in the history of America. And I can assure you that from his grave at Kipo Hulu on Maui, the big island of Hawaii, Charles Lindbergh, who died on August 26, 1974, was watching this. And while he was smiling, he might have even been sitting in the cockpit of the Spirit of St. Louis, which is located just one block from today's parade down Pennsylvania Avenue, right there on Constitution Avenue, the Smithsonian National Museum of Air and Space Flight. Oh, my gosh. Let's go to William. You're on the air, William.
Good evening, gentlemen. What a great day.
Yeah.
Sometimes seeing how other people in other countries reacted to the inauguration really tells you a lot. And, you know, Moscow is like 8 hours ahead of us. And so Trump's noontime swearing in was carried on actually quite a few stations at primetime at 8 p.m. Prominent Putin critic said that Trump mania, which is what he called the coverage, was a real break from the more depressing domestic news. So people were celebrating in Moscow. One company that puts out gold and silver coins, they came out with a commemorative, and on the coin it said, "In Trump we trust."
That is the title. That is the title of Ann Coulter's new book,
right?
In Trump Trust. Yeah, E Pluribus Awesome.
And one great thing was right across the street from the U.S. Embassy, there's a military supply store. You know, they sell uniforms and accessories, and they had a big cheeky promotion available only for embassy employees and U.S. citizens, 10% discount today in celebration of Trump's inauguration.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, you know, I can't wait to see the whole reaction. The headline in the National Enquirer is that they anticipated Trump-Putin summit, just a secret summit, they predict, in the first 45 days. That is just going to be wonderful. We know that Vladimir Putin really admires Donald Trump and vice versa. And so this is going to be something absolutely spectacular to finally get this nonsense of that the globalists have been fomenting, which is a conflict between the Soviet Union, between Russia. Paul and I are too old to change our ways, but conflict between Russia and America. Going, these two nations should be fast friends with each other. They have so much in common. Yep.
One thing that was, it's kind of strange, but it's really telling to show you what a state of euphoria I was in today. When I saw George Bush Jr. Show up, I mean, I even had tender feelings towards him. You know, he looked like about a 9-year-old, or he looked like about a 12-year-old kid who had gotten into the liquor cabinet. He looked like he had put away like about a half a bottle of good bourbon.
And to me, you know what?
The expression,
William,
on his faces was amazing.
Yeah.
He had a good time there.
Yeah, William. To me, he looked like he needed another bottle of bourbon. He was right behind Barack Obama, looking like he ate something bad. Bill Clinton, Hillary, it was wonderful. and of course, they didn't get in a word. They couldn't get a word in edgewise, of course. They just had to stand there and take it. William, thank you for calling in. We're going to have John in Indiana right after this break, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
We're back, folks. This is the Trump phenomenon. On the day we got our new president, we finally got our president. Let's listen up. Just play a little tape here. John in Indiana, with your forbearance, I'm going to play Jackie Evancho, just a little bit of the national anthem. Oh, that was beautiful. And then I'll go to Donald Trump himself, speaking from the same platform there on the west steps of the United States Capitol. Here's Jackie Evancho. And folks, what a beautiful sight. Anybody in this audience who has not been to the Capitol Mall of your country, please go there. Please visit. It will change you. Bring your children there. It will change them. This is our history. For all the horror stories you hear about Washington, D.C., those are all true. So don't go walking around weird places in the middle of the night. But the Capitol Mall is totally safe during the day. And it's just people like you that are there. The people on the mall are generally not the locals. It's the people from the, you know, from the outback like us, who are there strolling with their strollers and their children. And it's your history. It's your heritage. The treasures that are there at the National Museum, the Smithsonian. Oh my gosh, it's all there, and it's all of it. You can go up in the Washington Monument to the top. It's unforgettable. And please do it. Let's go now. Right there, I'm looking at that site, which makes me think of it, and I've got to go back there soon. It's been too long for me. But now, and it's so different now that it's our capital again. It's our Capitol Mall. Here is Donald Trump speaking right where Jackie Evancho just sang. And let me find it here. Here he is. This is our president. Very short inaugural address today. We'll just listen to a little of it. First, you're going to hear some artillery going off, Army artillery. An artillery salute, and then somebody gets the fortunate job of being the first person ever to introduce President Donald Trump. There's the salute. And boy.
A great honor to be able to introduce for the first time ever anywhere the 45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
Oh. And the crowd, huge crowd. And are they happy?
Chief Justice Roberts, President Carter, President Clinton, President Bush, President Obama, fellow Americans, and people of the world, thank you. We, the citizens of America, are now joined in a great national effort to rebuild our country and restore its promise for all of our people. Together, we will determine the course of America and the world for many, many years to come. We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done. Every 4 years, we gather on these steps to carry out the orderly and peaceful transfer of power. And we are grateful to President Obama.
I'm going to skip that. He's compelled to say that. Now I'll skip towards the end of this. It's only about 17 minutes, this incredible inaugural address. I'll just skip towards the end here. Here we go.
There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. Finally, we must think big and dream even bigger. In America, we understand that a nation is only living as long as it is striving. We will no longer accept politicians who are all talk and no action, constantly complaining, but never doing anything about it. The time for empty talk is over. Now arrives the hour of action. Do not allow anyone to tell you that it cannot be done. No challenge can match the heart and fight and spirit of America. We will not fail. our country will thrive and prosper again. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. It's time to remember that old wisdom our soldiers will never forget, that whether we are black or brown or white, we all bleed the same red blood of patriots. We all enjoy the same glorious freedoms, and we all salute the same great American flag. And whether a child is born in the urban sprawl of Detroit or the windswept plains of Nebraska, they look up at the same night sky, they fill their heart with the same dreams, and they are infused with the breath of life by the same Almighty Creator. So to all Americans in every city, near and far, small and large, from mountain to mountain, from ocean to ocean, hear these words. You will never be ignored again.
The revolution against the politicians.
Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. And your courage and goodness and love will forever guide us along the way. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America. Thank you. God bless America.
God bless America. Oh, my gosh.
Democrats, the Christ haters, those who mock our history and religion must be just seething. Their ears are burning.
And folks, in that word again, you know, what is implicit? It's really explicit in that word again. Those clowns, those bogus presidents that were lined up there behind him, make America safe again. It means it wasn't safe in your presidencies, you clowns. Make right. America great again. Make America wealthy again. Make America great again. In other words, you guys blew it. And you were abject you were abject failures, and America was going into the toilet. And so this is so wonderful. And another great moment in this inaugural that I'll just have to relay it to you, and that is there was at one point where he said, you know, we've had enough of these gangs, these of crime and gangs in our cities. And he said that ends. It was just beautiful. He says, I'll try to remember his words. He says, that ends right here. That ends right now. Oh, Donald Trump is going to take on the gangs. Oh, you know, we've become, it's probably happening in Canada too, Paul. We've become, the verb is inured to gangs. We've gotten used to them as if that's part of the urban landscape that you just have to learn to live with.
That's
Donald
right.
Trump, Donald Trump, he's, you see, remember what he just said there about dreaming? Big? He doesn't accept crap like that. Donald Trump, he's going to get rid of these gangs. Get rid of them. Do we run our country, or do the gang lords run our country? We run our country. Get rid of the gangs. So Donald Trump is going to unleash a war on gangs like nobody's business. Oh, my gosh, Jeff Sessions is going to be just so active in every city. And it's just going to be just so many different fronts. But the war on gangs, folks, you ain't seen nothing like the war on gangs that Donald Trump announced today. Let's go to a caller, John in Indiana. You're on the air, John.
Hello?
Yeah, John, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
John.
Hey, how you doing? Today's a great day. I'm so glad you played those excerpts there with the young lady singing. I forget her name.
Jackie Evancho.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful young lady, beautiful voice. And, you know, this pertains to the reason I was calling. If you'll allow me to make a sort of cheesy pop culture analogy of this great day, today is like in Star Wars when they blew up the Death Star. You know, it's a great victory, but the war still goes on. And I was just so as inspired as I am by the speech that President Trump gave today, I was so infuriated when I watched mainstream media's coverage a little bit later, the commentary that they are giving out about that same speech, where they are referring to it as being historically inconsequential and divisive and dark and casting every negative sort of
John, these clouds, you know, let me tell you, you know, we're going to get rid of the gangs in America. You know what else we're going to get rid of? We're going to get rid of the lamestream media. How? We won't throw them in prison.
They are even more dangerous than the gangs, if you ask me. Because these
You are right, sir. And we're going to bankrupt them. We're going to get rid of them by bankrupting them. Go ahead.
We do need to organize a very serious boycotting of these so-called mainstream news networks, because they are nothing more than basically enemies of our nation. That's what they are. They're propaganda.
John, let me give you an example. Let me give you an example from today. They described the rioters in Washington as a huge crowd or large crowd. Okay, and they were talking about less than 200 people in every case. Then they described the enormous crowd on the Capitol Mall as far as you could see, shoulder to shoulders, like sardines, smiling American patriots. They were just like gawkers. You know, these were people who had driven from all over the world, probably, to be there at this historic moment. I wish I could have been there with my children. They would never forget that. And that's why they were there. As far as you could see, a sea of people, and the media described it as a low turnout. That's why I read that today. They said it was a low turnout.
The coverage that they're giving to it, I mean, it's no surprise. I mean, they've been completely discredited, but instead of this is a revelation of what they really are. They're not an objective, any kind of objective news, Fifth Estate, press, anything like that. This is the enemy. They are the enemy.
Pardon me for interrupting you, but you just reminded me of something very important I wanted to say to the audience today. James O'Keefe last night, the leader of Project Veritas, he was right on your theme. You know what he said last night? He said, folks, we've got our next target, Project Veritas. He said, we already have our moles in place. We already have our people implanted inside. Our next target that we're going to take down, the media.
Yeah, I heard that.
He is going
to
take down the media.
And you know something? It's this other thing that I saw, this I'm so glad that he had, I forget again the young lady's name, but I am so glad that all these so-called celebrities did not show up. And he saw fit to have a real person come up there, a true talent. Because you know what? We don't need these celebrities. We don't need all these Hollywood types coming in there trying to validate our country and our president.
They had this thing
in New York, I believe it was, where they were sitting there trying to...
John, pardon me for interrupting you. I forgive me, audience, for doing this. I have to do it constantly because of our limited time. But Hollyweird exposed itself. And at the event last night on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, that was wonderful. And all these cowards, weirdos in Hollywood, including even in country music, who didn't show up and didn't sing, all these people are exposed as clowns. And Toby Keith, boy, was he the hero. He gave a 4-song set that included American Soldier, Made in America, Beer for My Horses, and Whiskey for My Men, and Beer for My Horses. And then he closed with Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. which has the unforgettable line, when you mess with our country, you're going to get a boot in the ass.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's the stranglehold that is on the entertainment industry. We need to take that back because it's
And I'll tell you what.
Fooled by these characters.
Here's
and
how we're
like
going to do, John.
Michael Moore types and these Robert De Niro, who I used to like quite a bit, but I can't stand anymore. We really need to boycott them, the mainstream media, because the war is on now.
Yeah.
It is.
They're unmasked. Now, John, two alpha males like you and me on the radio at the same time. This town ain't big enough for the two of us, buddy. I'm sorry.
Hey, brother. You know what? I got to congratulate you guys for everything you've done. You guys are
thank
the real
you.
Media. And you
right,
know what?
Thank you. John, we got the music. The music's bigger even than alpha males. The music is coming up. We'll have one more segment, and we'll see you right after this break, folks.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks, and we only have one more segment left. Thank you to John for calling in. I'm going to just turn the microphone now to Paul and George, and I've talked too much, and I haven't let you gentlemen talk enough. Yes, Paul?
James, I was talking to somebody just we came on the air in South Africa, and apparently it's all over the internet in South Africa that Donald Trump is going to do something about the African National Congress, the communist government there, and is going to stand up for whites. Now, I've not yet been able to get anything more specific, but apparently Trump has said something. Do we know anything about this?
You, Paul, you have the ear closest to the ground. So that's, you got it right there from Paul Fromm, our man in South Africa, who the American Freedom Party, we sent him on a fact-finding mission to South Africa, and he went on his own on a second mission, which we owe you for, Paul. And folks, you need to send in money so we can reimburse Paul for his second trip. You've got the scuttlebutt, Paul, from South Africa. They have heard something. And no, I have not.
No, I haven't either, and I'm trying to get this sent to me, so maybe we can talk about it next week. But I hope this isn't just, I think Donald Trump will do something when he's aware. He may already be aware for all we know, because he's a great reader. But the hopes of so many people are pinned on Donald Trump. People are around the civilized world. No, there's been a revolution, and this time we pulled it off.
Yeah. George, it must have been an extraordinary day for you.
George says it was worth looking at these former presidents as Donald Trump looked at each one of them and basically said, "You all stunk." And it was wonderful to see George W. Bush look like he saw a ghost. And yeah. Dick Cheney with a cowboy hat on looked like he had flown in from Mars. Donald Trump didn't say my wonderful predecessors. He named them all and said hostile things that you guys screwed up the country, and now we're going to try and fix it.
Right. Folks, the entire inaugural address, you got to go listen to it tonight after you finish listening to RBN. Go to bed with the inaugural address. He read the Riot Act to these clowns. There was no happy talk, no glad handing to the former occupants, you guys were so great and thank you for your great work. He said, flunk, F, you're fired. Get out of here.
You're fired. You win.
Yeah. Oh, it was so good, folks.
It was wonderful. Gosh, and Hillary Clinton had the stoniest look in the world. She really looked like she wanted to take a rocket ship to Jupiter. If we could only arrange that.
Either that or have a passionate affair with a bottle of vodka right to the last drop.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, folks. And we'll see you again. We'll see you Sunday. We'll have 3 hours to delve into all of these wonderful goings on, and it'll take weeks to digest all that just happened in this one day. And this is, folks, a foreshadowing of what this program, the Trump Phenomenon, which you support out there with your contributions, we are going to have a really action-packed 8 years together. So we'll see you on Monday evening at the Trump Phenomenon, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. George and Paul, thank you so much.
Good night, folks.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.